Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Al Smith. Batting second. The right fielder, Gene Woodling. Batting third. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting eighth. The shortstop, George Strickland. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Garcia. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mike Garcia. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The center fielder, Ernie Orovitz. Batting third. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Roy Sievers. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Carlos Paula. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ed Fitzgerald. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jose Valdivielso. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Chuck Stobbs. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Chuck Stobbs. And now, play ball. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling takes first base on ball four. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valdivielso fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Orovitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orovitz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen takes first base on ball four. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers hits a fly ball into center field. Orovitz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a fly ball into center field. Orovitz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. Orovitz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Evers. Sievers reaches second base with a double. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sievers scores. It's 1-0, Senators. Carlos Paula is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paula hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald takes first base on ball four. Paula moves to second. Jose Valdivielso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdivielso hits a ball on the ground towards second. Avila scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stobbs fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia takes first base on ball four. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Garcia moves to second. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Woodling hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Paula who is chasing the ball. Woodling reaches third base with a triple. Garcia scores. Smith goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Indians. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 1 in the game. Avila hits a fly ball into right field. Paula settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Woodling tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Indians. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Rosen hits a fly ball into left field. Severs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Chuck Stobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stobbs strikes out. One out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 1 in the game. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Orovets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orovets is 0 for 1 in the game. Orovets hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators 1. The Indians will come to bat. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0 for 1 in the game. Evers hits a fly ball into right field. Paula settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. Doby hits a line drive into right field. Paula picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Paula. Doby moves to second. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan hits a pop-up towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0 for 1 in the game. Strickland hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 1 in the game. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Severs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severs is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Severs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Garcia strikes out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Smith is called out on strikes. Two outs. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Woodling for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Carlos Paula is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paula is 0-for-1 in the game. Paula hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Fitzgerald hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Valdivielso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdivielso is 0-for-1 in the game. Valdivielso strikes out. Two outs. Chuck Stobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stobbs is 0-for-1 in the game. Stobbs hits a fly ball into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Avila hits a pop-up towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Rosen is called out on strikes. Two outs. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-2 in the game. Evers hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Orovitz. Evers reaches second base with a double. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-2 in the game. Yost is called out on strikes. One out. Ernie Orovitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orovitz is 0-for-2 in the game. Orovitz hits a line drive into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-2 in the game. Vernon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-2 in the game. Hegan strikes out. One out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0-for-2 in the game. Strickland hits a fly ball into left field. Sievers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Garcia hits a fly ball into right field. Paula settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Runnels hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carlos Paula is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paula is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Paula strikes out. Two outs. Julio Becker pinch hits for Ed Fitzgerald. Julio Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bruce Edwards now catching. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valdivielso scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Woodling takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Woodling. The throw from Edwards and he is safe. Woodling steals second. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards second. Valdivielso fields it and tags Woodling, for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staubs fires to first and picks off Avila. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Johnny Groth pinch hits for Jose Valdivielso. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey McDermott pinch hits for Chuck Staubs. Mickey McDermott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDermott strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 3 in the game. Yost hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ernie Orovets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orovets is 0 for 3 in the game. Orovets hits a ball on the ground towards first. Rosen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Orovets for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Klein now playing shortstop. Pedro Ramos now pitching. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Rosen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Harrell pinch runs for Al Rosen. Dale Mitchell pinch hits for Hoot Evers. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Harrell. The throw from Edwards and he is safe. Harrell steals second. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a fly ball into left field. Sievers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Doby hits a pop-up towards short. Klein settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-3 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Altobelli now playing first base. Sam Dente now playing third base. Al Smith now playing right field. Gene Woodling now playing left field. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-3 in the game. Vernon takes first base on ball 4. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Sievers hits a pop-up towards first. Altobelli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Runnels hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Avila catches it and throws to first to double up Vernon. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and Washington Senators, 1. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.